here's a story from The World.
Since May, heavy rains and flooding have displaced more than 600,000 people across much of South Sudan. It is unusually wet weather and has pushed the Nile River to historic highs, flooding roads, schools, even hospitals. Humanitarian agencies are also reporting greater need for food and emergency shelter. Reporter David Lemuria visited a South Sudanese city near the banks of the Nile and brings us this story.
Flooding in the town of Bentiu has displaced more than 30,000 people, and the water is still knee-high in the town's market. At the Rabu Corner Secondary School, students and teachers step on cement blocks to stay above the water on the way to class. Teacher Wunliet Kwoldak wears rain boots to work.
As you see in this school, it is full of water. Some of the classes, there is water inside.
Earth-moving machines sent by the United Nations are building earthen dikes for people to walk on above the flood waters. Toru Tungua is the deputy governor of Unity State, where Bentiu is located. He says the area is receiving hundreds of displaced people every day. They are fleeing their flooded homes and farms on the banks of the River Nile and coming to Bentiu for emergency shelter and food assistance. Tungua says the internally displaced people, or IDPs, arrive empty-handed.
All these IDPs you have seen along the road have nothing.
Their cows and farms have been washed out by the floods.
The livestock started dying because of those waterborne diseases.
The UN says destroyed roads have made it harder for people to access help. Humanitarian agencies are using canoes and motorboats to reach people who remain isolated in the wetlands surrounding the town. This kind of heavy rains and flooding are expected to become more frequent as the climate warms.
What I've seen in Unity State is climate change in action.
Peter Van der Overath is the head UN Migration Agency official in South Sudan. He says the situation is worse here because there are at least 1.7 million people who were already displaced by South Sudan civil war before the flooding.
And because of that, some people are living in areas where you have regular flooding, but these people don't have the knowledge that the local people have about how to deal with the flooding. And so they're caught by surprise because they haven't adapted themselves to living in a flood-prone area.
As the rain continues, more people are being displaced every day. Government authorities have appealed for humanitarian assistance, but Van der Overath says so far it's not enough.
The needs of people, both the people that were displaced by the conflict and people that are now newly displaced by the floods, these needs go up, but the humanitarian funding is going down.
At the main hospital in Bentiu, doctors and nurses fear another crisis, a surge in waterborne diseases like cholera. Already many have been admitted for malaria. Nyambe Ruwech brought her six-year-old son to the overcrowded children's clinic last week to be treated for malaria, but she still fears for other four children. She tells me she fled to Bentiu from a village a few miles away after her home was flooded. But things are not better here, she says. We are still facing sickness and cold. The rains are continuing past the typical raining season, and it is not clear when they will stop. UN agencies are advising South Sudan to plan more flooding as they build new roads and bridges to prevent this kind of suffering in the future. For The World, I'm David Lemuria, Bentiu, South Sudan.